Welcome to Undetected on Radio Free Hillsdale. Go undercover with your hosts, Alessia Sandala and Megan Lee, as they uncover the stories of spies from every country and time, the most thrilling yet the most secretive lives in history.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm so happy to be here this week with Alessia to talk about a spy she only recently learned about. Alessia, tell us about this week's spy.
Hi, Megan. Maurizio Giglio is a truly fascinating spy. However, he's typically unheard of, and finding information on him was rather challenging.
Interesting. Why is Giglio so forgotten?
Great question. Let's dive into the story. Maurizio Giglio was born in Paris on December 20th, 1920, to Armando and Anna Giglio, and had one sister named Giulia.
Giglio's father was a devout fascist who was a member of a group called Orva, which was dedicated to the repression of anti-fascist activities. Orva is typically considered the Italian precursor to the Gestapo that would eventually take over.
Giglio spent his childhood between France and Italy. He loved sports and eventually obtained a law degree.
In 1939, Giglio volunteered to serve in Italy's campaign in Greece, where he was injured. For his service, he earned the Bronze Medal for military valor. He was then transferred back to Rome in September of 1943 after Italy surrendered to the Allies.
Shortly after Giglio's return to Rome, the Germans began occupying the whole of Italy. Giglio took part in the fight to stop the Germans from taking Rome. However, on September 10, 1943, they succeeded in occupying the city.
On September 17th, Giglio fled Rome in the hopes of finding the American lines so that he could offer his services.
Eventually, he was able to find an American patrol somewhere near Benevento. In October, he was interviewed by the Office of Strategic Services, or OSS, in Naples.
It was here that the OSS saw his potential to become a spy.
Giglio accepted the opportunity to act as an OSS agent, and following a short period of training, he was sent back to Rome with a radio transmitter.
Codenamed Cervo, Giglio used his father's influence with the police to become a lieutenant of the mounted police in Rome.
The position allowed Giglio to appear as if he was loyal to the fascist cause and reflect suspicion away from himself.
Giglio was seen as a German and fascist collaborator, yet he was maintaining a double life as he gathered intelligence on German troop movements and established an informant network. On January 21st, 1944, which was a day before the critical yet disastrous Anzio landings, just south of Rome, Giglio met with a man named Peter Tompkins.
Tompkins was a journalist and an OSS agent sent to Rome to work with the Italian resistance. Giglio ended up working closely with Tompkins. The two met nearly every day as the Allies began to inch closer and closer to Rome. In addition to gathering intel, Giglio was in charge of three radio sets that had to be continually moved to avoid detection by the Gestapo and Italian police. These radio sets made up Radio Vittoria.
In early February, Italian police led by Pietro Caruso and what was essentially a fascist bully organization headed by Pietro Koch raided the Basilica of St. Paul outside the walls.
Over 60 anti-fascists and Jews who were taking refuge there were arrested. Giglio was attempting to document this event with his small camera. However, his luck had finally failed him.
He was spotted by a disguised fascist operative. The police were still uncertain if Giglio was a spy, but nonetheless had to take disciplinary measures, and Giglio was given a hearing.
Giglio's father, having no knowledge of his work with the OSS, attempted to convince Caruso to save his son from punishment.
Giglio was not punished, but was now under heavy suspicion.
After such a close call, Giglio was caught by police and fascist gang members when he attempted to retrieve one of the radios.
Giglio was subjected to 7 days of brutal torture. Afterwards, he was transferred to a prison where he was executed on the same day that 355 Italians were massacred in Ardientine on March 24, 1944, as retribution for an attack carried out by the resistance.
Later in 1944, Giglio was awarded the Gold Medal of Military Valor and memorials were later established in his name.
Now that was a man faithful to the cause. The saddest part is that such men often meet the grimmest end, Alessia.
That's right, but the truly impressive part is the willingness and conviction that people like Giglio have to make such a sacrifice. He deserves to be remembered not only for his brilliant spy work, but for his loyalty and sense of duty to what he knew was right.
It is the lives that such spies saved that serve as their most important memorial.
I'm Alessia.
And I'm Megan.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Undetected.
Tune in next week to go back to the 18th century with us and hear about one of the most influential spies of the American Revolution, James Armistead Lafayette, on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM.